Reckons steady as she goes, and there it is. At 6.5 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, we are chatting with Chapman, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, the drain specialist, the geyser specialist, and the leak specialist. 3-in-1.
That's it.
Wonderful. Nice to have you back on the show. And I thought today what we would do is, because I believe it's fairly common practice when you're living in either a home or an apartment or, you know, some sort of accommodation that you have the responsibility to take care of, and suddenly something plumbing related starts to change, and you're not sure whether this is a problem that's developing, and is there something that you can do to prevent it becoming a real issue, and what are the signs to look out for, and if there is something that one could do to alleviate the problem before it becomes a real situation, and at what stage does one call in the professionals?
Well, if I was a really good salesman and a businessman, I would be like, as soon as you notice there's an issue, give us a shot. But that's not this whole conversation is not all about that. This is about people trying to solve their own problems before having to spend unnecessary money.
Well, generally speaking, I think that it's fair to say that as you've identified, if you want to develop a relationship with your service provider, whatever the service is, you want to be able to trust them that they have. Obviously, it's a business that needs to be supported, and quite rightly so. But if, as you've identified, you've got the customer's best interests at heart 100%. As well, that's a good partnership to develop, and you want to stick with guys like that.
So very, very often we'll have customers that will phone us and say to us, listen, we've got a little bit of an issue over here. And
To change a leaking washer in it.
Yeah, so like from a drainage perspective, one of your biggest things that always look out for is a little gurgle. That's would then indicate that you've probably got an external blockage on your main sewer line. If you're flushing a toilet and your shower and basin are going, you know, there's an issue that's out there. So majority of those issues are not really that easily fixed by the homeowner, because you would need rods or a drain machine, etc., to be able to access the line. But sometimes you've got young kids in the house that might have flushed down half a roll of toilet paper while they went to the loo because it just wasn't clean enough, you know? So, and we love our kids, eh? They really want to do a good job, but the toilet paper bill goes up through the roof. And when you flush a toilet, that whole wad of toilet paper just manages to make it through the throat of the toilet and then gets stuck in the line. So some things like that, if you've got a gully outside or one of your rotting eyes access points into the sewer line, you can always fill up like a 20-liter bucket of water, open it up and dump it down in one big gush. And majority of the time that big force or plug of water pushes the blockage down. Other things, you get root ingress into sewer lines. Obviously there's water there. The root's job is to find water. So they make their way into the line through the fittings. They start off with microfiber roots and then gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they can actually break the fittings off the pipe.
So if you've got big trees or, you know, very lush vegetation on your property and close to your sewer line, you've got to watch that.
100%, yeah. And the unfortunate part there is once they get in, it's maintenance to keep them at bay, or you've got to open up the sewer line, cut out the necessary pipes, replace the damaged fittings, and then you need to treat the soil around your pipes to make sure that the roots don't come back.
So I hate to use the word poisoning, but in that instance, that's what happens.
Unfortunately, yes, yeah. So, but it's very localized. So it's like around the pipe where the pipe is running that you would then use a growth inhibitor.
And I wanted to ask another question, which is a peculiar one. I think it's a question that most beach users would also be curious about the answer to. How do Q-tips end up on beaches in the numbers that we see them? And I have an idea that they're coming down through the sewer.
So, yeah, earbuds are probably one of my banes of my life. People seem to think an earbud can just get thrown in a drain or thrown in a hole. how they end up on the beach is still a question to me, because if it's going down in the sewer line, it's going to the treatment works. Yes, every now and then you have a breakdown or issues like with people connecting stormwater into sewer, as we've discussed previously. Those Q-tips float on the top. They get pushed out first. But yeah, the new earbud Q-tip things that are out there with the paper in them, far prefer them because they break down, whereas the plastic ones are they're horrible.
But you see them, I mean, there's so many of them on the beaches that it can't be a once in a blue moon event.
No.
It's almost a regular escape of some sort. And I have an idea that but people are flushing them down the toilet and it's going into all of that nonsense, which one would hope a little bit of education towards prevention might be part of the
Well, that's where we go down protecting your sewer line and your drainage. Don't put foreign objects down it. A sewer line and a drain is made for toilet paper, your wee wee, and your poo poo. That's basically where we're going with that. All your
what about chemicals? I believe that also there can be not only for septic tanks but our ecosystem.
So yeah, a lot of your cleaning products that you have are jick or what do you call it, bleach related. Everybody wants a clean place to work, but then from there it still needs to go down to the treatment works. And the more chemicals you use putting down your toilet, the more the water needs to be processed at the treatment works. Basically, the water goes through a whole treatment process and then is discharged back into riverine systems because it is now essentially just normal water again. So from that side, try to reduce your chemical load, especially for things that you're putting down drains.
Because ultimately, if a system is working well, it doesn't necessarily need to be sanitized again.
No. So when you're talking about cleaning places and stuff like that, kitchen sinks are generally quite an area of concern. You get a lot of fat buildup inside the lines block up. They also start to smell quite a bit because the food particles start rotting in the gully. So that's also another practice is people will have a plate full of food and dump it in the sink and push all the food and stuff down the hole. Take the effort to scrape it all off into the dustbin or wherever you want to put it, dog's recycling bowl, or and then wash your dishes after that. All you're going to do is prolong the life of your pipes and everything like that, making sure that you're not getting all the fat and all the food particles into it.
So there's a role that one can play in maintaining a healthy ecosystem, if you like, in the plumbing of your dwelling. And it's important, I think, to understand that when you have a problem, and invariably these things happen, then you call the professionals, and in this case, you call Chapman Plumbing, because when it comes to checking, keeping the drains flowing and finding out where the leaks are and protecting your hot water supply, there is no finer specialist in town on the North Coast, in fact, than the Chapman brand. And Barry, once again, thanks for a lovely chat on a Tuesday. We'll be chatting with Chapman again in a week's time. If you have plumbing-related issues, you're most welcome to contact us. We have a WhatsApp line, 071-185-1471, or you can just write to info@lifeandstyle.fm or info@lifeandstyle.co.za, and we will pose the question to Barry. Conversely, just call him yourself. He's a lovely guy, and I'm sure that he'd be more than happy to chat with you one-on-one. Barry, we'll catch up in a week's time.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
And we will be happy, like the turtles.